Sabbath blessing to all the dear family that are joining us in the room, and for those that are listening on the phone, welcome and Sabbath blessing. For all the dear souls that will be listening to the recording on a later date, Sabbath blessing to you all on this Sabbath, June 7, 2014. We are still reading from our lesson book, The Desire of Ages. We are in chapter 14. We have found the Messiah, and this is part 3. Before we begin our children's Sabbath school lesson, we will open with song from the book of Psalms, chapter 24, verses 2 to 4 margin. And the title is, Who Shall Ascend into the Hills of the Lord?
Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart may ascend to the hill, may ascend to the hill, may ascend to the hill of the Lord. Cleanse my hands and my heart, O Lord. Come and purify me with your love. Fill my life with your righteousness, so that I may ascend to the hills. Holy, 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 my Lord, my God.
Praise the Lord. If any one of the dear family, mommies and daddies, would like to have opening prayer, babola.
Alpha, I thank you for the other highest for today. I thank you for the purpose of this morning. Have a very pleasant day. I pray that you'd be able to help us understand that we want to be careful of what we see, what we do, or what we say. Let us be able to understand when we're back from mom. Forgive us all for our sins and iniquity and Christ's prayer. Let us be able to be, you know, showing mercy to others and be able to be learning from the lessons we were told and what we have read. Maybe be able to keep it in our minds and hearts, and let's be able to reveal the same thing to others that they may understand as well. This my family, special amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we are going to be discussing lesson 79 of our study. The beginning of our study starts with the scripture, and is taken from Ezekiel, chapter 34, verse 26 from the King James Version, and it reads, And I will make them and the places around about my hills a blessing, and I will cause the showers to come down in its season. There shall be showers of blessing. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson, We Have Found the Messiah, in our study. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, babola.
John 1:43. The day following Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip, and said unto him, Follow me. John 1:44. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter.
John 1:45. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
John 1:46. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, Come and see.
John 1:47. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. John 1:48. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee.
John 1:49. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. John 1:50. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these.
John 1:51. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Proverbs 11:25. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that waters shall be watered also himself.
Amen. Well done, everyone. So let us continue in our book, The Desire Ages. We will be still in chapter 14. And we'll be discussing pages 140 through 143. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, babula.
Desire of Ages, page 140. At the time when Philip called him, Nathanael had withdrawn to a quiet grove to meditate upon the announcement of John and the prophecies concerning the Messiah. He prayed that if the one announced by John was a deliverer, it might be made known to him. And the Holy Spirit rested upon him with assurance that God had visited his people and raised up a horn of salvation for them. Philip knew that his friend was searching the prophecies, and while Nathanael was praying under a fig tree, Philip discovered his retreat. They had often prayed together in this secluded spot hidden by the foliage. The message We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did. But Philip had yet a trembling faith. He added doubtfully, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Again, prejudice arose in Nathanael's heart. He exclaimed, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Desire Base, page 140. Philip entered into no controversy. He said, Come and see.
Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. In surprise, Nathanael exclaimed, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Desire of Ages, page 140. It was enough. The divine spirit that had borne witness to Nathanael in his solitary prayer under the fig tree now spoke to him in the words of Jesus. Though in doubt and yielding somewhat to prejudice, Nathanael had come to Christ with an honest desire for truth, and now his desire was met. His faith went beyond that of the one who had brought him to Jesus. He answered and said, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Desire of Ages, page 140. If Nathanael had trusted to the rabbis for guidance, he would never have found Jesus. It was by seeing and judging for himself that he became a disciple. So in the case of many today whom prejudice withholds from good, how different would be the result if they would come and see?
While they trust to the guidance of human authority, none will come to a saving knowledge of the truth. Like Nathanael, we need to study God's word for ourselves and pray for the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. He who saw Nathanael under the fig tree will see us in the secret place of prayer. Angels from the world of light are near to those who in humility seek for the divine guidance. Taken from Desire of Ages, page 141, first paragraph. Question, boys and girls. What would Nathanael have overlooked if he had trusted to the rabbis for guidance? And what would happen if we today, as did the rabbi, look to the guidance of human authority? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, he would never have found Jesus. It was by seeing and judging for himself that he became a disciple, and none will come to a saving knowledge of the truth.
With the calling of Andrew Simon, of Philip, and again the foundation of the Christian church, John directed two of his disciples to Christ. Then one of the angels found his brother and called him to the Savior. Philip was called, and he went to search of Nathanael. These examples teach us the importance of effort of making that appeals to our kindred, friends, and neighbors. And continue in the next slide. There are those who for a time have professed to be acquainted with Christ, yet who have never made a personal effort to bring even one soul to the Savior. They leave all the work for the minister. He may be well qualified for his calling, but he cannot do that which God has left for the members of the church. Desire of Ages, page 141, paragraph 2. There are many who need the ministration of the loving Christian hearts. Many who have gone to ruin, who might have been saved if their neighbors.
Christian boys and girls, what example should teach us the importance of personal effort? And to whom did God leave a work to do, which some leave for the ministers? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble out.
The answer is, the example of the Christian church was founded. The calling making direct appeal of Jesus and has left in the door for the men of the church. Amen. Desire of Ages, page 141. Common men and women have put forth personal effort for them. Many are waiting to be perceived. There is work for us to do as missionaries for Christ. If we are Christians, this work will be our delight. No sooner is one converted than there is born within him a desire to make known to others what a precious friend he has found in Jesus. The saving and sanctifying truth cannot be shut up in his heart.
Desire of Ages, page 141. All who are consecrated to God will be channels of light. God makes them his agents to communicate to others the riches of his grace. His promise is, I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in this season. There shall be showers of blessing, Ezekiel 34:26. Philip said to Nathanael, will come and see. He did not ask him to accept another's testimony, but to behold Christ for himself.
Good job, everyone. And we apologize for the little technical problem and our little pet, Mocha. So forgive us. We had a lot of guests coming in, and we just want to let you all know that we are very sorry for the interruption. Question, boys and girls. Where is there a work for us to do as missionary for Christ? And when is there born within us a desire to make known to others what a precious friend he has found in Jesus? If you have the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
In the very family, the neighborhood, the town where we live, if we are Christians, this work will be our delight, and no sooner than one is converted. Amen.
I have another question for you, dear ones, boys and girls. Who will be channels of light, and what does God make them to be for him? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, to all who are consecrated to God and an agent to communicate to others the riches of his grace, is his promise. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn a beautiful song together, dear ones. I will invite any of our dear family members, if you are acquainted with this particular hymn, number 4, there shall be showers of blessing. Will you give us the honor and the blessing to sing it for all of us in the room? Bubble up.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of all. There shall be seasoned refreshing sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops around us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy just round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and honor thy word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, oh that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy comes round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing if we but trust and obey. There shall be reasons refreshing if we let God have His way. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are still reading from the Desire Ages for all the dear family coming in. Welcome. We are in page 141. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, bubble up.
Desire Ages, page 141. Now that Jesus had ascended to heaven, his disciples are his representatives among men. And one of the most effective ways of winning souls to him is exemplifying his character in our daily life. Our influence upon others depends not so much upon what we say as upon what we are. Men may come back and defy our logic. They may resist our appeals, but a life of disinterested love is an argument they cannot gainsay. A consistent life characterized by the meekness of Christ is a power in the world. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 141, paragraph 5. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 142. The teaching of Christ was the expression of an inwrought conviction and experience, and those who learn of him become teachers after the divine order. The word of God spoken by one who is himself sanctified through it has a life-giving power that makes it attractive to the hearers and convicts them that it is a living reality. When one has received the truth and love of it, he will make this manifest in the persuasion of his manner and the tones of his voice. He makes known that which he himself has heard, seen, and handled of the word of life, that others may have fellowship with him through the knowledge of Christ from off the altar, is truth to the receptive heart and works sanctification upon the character. Amen.
Desire Davis, page 142. And he who seeks to give life to others will himself be blessed. There shall be showers of blessings. He that watereth shall be watered also himself. Proverbs 11:25. God could have reached his object in saving sinners without our aid, but in order for us to develop a character like Christ, we must share in his work in order to enter into his joy, the joy of seeing souls redeemed by his sacrifice. We must participate in his labors for their redemption.
Desire of Ages, page 142. Nathaniel's first expression of his faith, so full and earnest and sincere, fell like music on the ears of Jesus. And he answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. The Savior looked forward with joy to his work in preaching good tidings to the meek, binding up the brokenhearted, and proclaiming liberty to the captives of Satan. At thought of the precious blessings he had brought to men, Jesus added, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Desire of Ages, page 142, paragraph 3.
Here Christ virtually says on the bank of the Jordan, the heaven were opened and the Spirit descended like a dove upon me. That scene was but a token that I am the Son of God. If you believe on me as such, your faith shall be quickened. You shall see that the heavens are open and are never to be closed. I open them to you. Next slide.
Desire of Ages, page 142. Bringing blessing and hope, courage, help, and life to the children of men. The angels of God are ever passing from earth to heaven and from heaven to earth. The miracles of Christ for the afflicted and suffering were worth by the power of God through the ministration of the angels. And it is through Christ, by the ministration of his heavenly messengers, that every blessing comes from God to us. Next slide. Desire of Ages, page 143. And taking upon himself humanity, our Savior unites his interests with those of the falling sons and daughter of Adam, while through his divinity he grabs the throne of God, and thus Christ is the medium of communication of men with God and of God with man. Desire of Ages 143, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Should we accept another testimony like Philip said to Nathaniel to come and see? And what would happen to the ones who watered? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, double up.
No, but to allow them to behold Christ for himself as he died and as he did and shall be water. Awesome is himself. Amen.
So let us learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this scripture song is taken from Isaiah 1:18 from the King James Version. If anyone of the dear family is acquainted with this scripture song, bubble up.
Come now, and let us reason together, that's what God said. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white white as snow. Will they be red like crimson? They shall be as wool. Come now, let us reason together. That's what God said. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Even Mocha was singing. We have come to the ending of our Sabbath school lesson for the children. Next Sabbath, we will begin a new chapter of our study entitled At the Marriage Feast in our study book. If any one of the dear ones, little ones, mommy or daddy would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Father God, thank you for all what you give us. And bless everybody. Bless Joshua. Bless everybody that I know on here. And just bless everybody. And thank you for the wonderful Sabbath that we had. And this wonderful study. And just God bless everyone and forgive them for all their sins. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Dear ones, just a reminder for the study that you have just learned. Remember that laboring for Christ also helps in building character. So if you want to be able to have your character to be built, you have to be called a laborer with your Savior. Remember that everyone around you, your neighbors, your friends, your families, all of them also need to know about Jesus. Pray that the Lord give you a word that you may be able to share with them in season. Next Sabbath, dear one, we will have chapter 15, our new chapter, entitled At the Marriage Feast. And that will be held on June 14, 2014. We would like to thank all the dear family that are joining us and participated today in the room and for those that are listening on the phone and those that will be listening to the recording in a later date. Sabbath blessing everyone. We have left also activities for the children to continue being acquainted with the work that they have just learned and hope and pray they are blessed by it. And for all the brethren that took part of preparing these lessons, we want to thank you and appreciate you very much. God bless everyone. May you have a blessed rest of the day.